Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahedeh, your host and founder and president of Freedom Law School. Every Thursday night, I bring you another edition of the Freedom News and how to help you live free now. Live free of oppressive taxation and control. Our website is livefreenow.org. Check it out for yourself, livefreenow.org. A lot of answers, solutions there for you that will work for you to live free now. Tonight, I want to talk about the topic of how you could do your part to bring about the demise of the deep state. Wouldn't that be wonderful? How can we get rid of this corrupt deep state that's got a stranglehold on our government and we the people? How can we start funding it? Okay, and get rid of it at its feet. Now, you might think that's a tall order. Well, it won't be easy, but you can do your part, and I will show you definitely how you can do that by using law. By you taking action right now that can and will work. The challenge is when you watch this, you got to get this out to as many people as possible that you know. Do your part. How are we going to get rid of the deep state? So, first let's define the deep state a little bit more before we get rid of it. The deep state that most people know and been hearing about the last 2 years, Sean Hannity of Fox News made it a new word, but it's been an old word for me for decades. You see, Sean found out the hard way that the people that run the top levels of the key parts of the United States government are run by a bunch of crooks and criminals. At the top are the lawyers of the federal government bureaucracy, the U.S. Department of Injustice, those lawyers. They tell the other guys what they can and cannot do. They're the ones that go to court, try to put someone in jail, right? The only ones that have that authority. Two is the IRS. They're the ones that bring the money in to fund all this by taxing you as a slave, yes, making you the average American a slave, to fund it. Third, they have CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, NSA, National Security Agency, FBI, Homeland Security, all these intelligence so-called agencies, the spies, the investigators, have a lot of power that was been entrusted to them to protect us from the bad guys. Well, the problem is, they themselves have become the bad guys. It's a famous saying that says, power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we have given too much power to these governmental agencies. U.S. Department of Injustice, IRS, CIA, FBI, NSA have way too much power. Now, you got, of course, a lot of, unfortunately, corrupt judges also who act as defenders of the deep state, sadly. Most judges used to be government lawyers at the federal government with the United States Department of Injustice themselves. That's why. They came with that mentality that we got to protect the system. And what's the system they're trying to protect? Well, as you saw for yourself, the insiders all rally around and protect each other. No matter whatever it takes, they break the law, they make up facts, go on non-existent stuff, like what happened between Hillary Clinton and Trump. Hillary Clinton violated many national security laws, multiple of them, deliberately. I set up a server in her house where emails came by the thousands of top secret emails, came to her house, and she used that to then foreign countries and leaders ask him, you want to get my attention, my favor as the Secretary of State of the United States? You're going to pay a bribe to me through my phony Clinton Foundation, okay? So I got money there. Okay, and later on, I'm going to use that money to buy off the Democratic Party, which was flat broke under Obama. So the party now becomes effectively Hillary Clinton's, and she used the party's system to cheat Bernie Sanders of becoming the rightful nominee of the Democratic Party, because people wanted her, Bernie Sanders, not the corrupt Clinton. She did that successfully. And then when she was caught, she destroyed all the evidence with the blessing of the FBI, yes, and Department of Injustice. That's called a classic obstruction of justice. Congress subpoenaed, ordered her to, hey, give us your emails. And she said, I'm just going to destroy the devices, my hammer, bleach bit, whatever, 13 different devices she had to cover up her crime. That's obstruction of justice, folks. And then the FBI and the U.S. Department of Injustice turned around and gave all of her friends and associates and co-conspirators and criminals like Cheryl Mills and others immunity from prosecution. You won't be prosecuted. Here it is. Get out of jail free card. Those get out of jail free cards are given to people like a drug dealer. You can confess your crimes. You won't go to jail. To tell us about this other big shot. We want to go after him. But when immunity was given to Hillary Clinton's buddies, they didn't tell, okay, now tell us everything about Hillary Clinton. No, we don't need anything about Hillary Clinton. We're going to let her go too. You're just giving protection because you're Hillary's buddy. We want to give you peace of mind. You're one of us. We'll protect you. Because you're with Hillary, our big buddy. So they have this song and dance that crooked former head of FBI Comey goes up there and says, Hillary Clinton, although she obviously did terrible things, wrong things, but the excuse was no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Clinton because she did not do these crimes deliberately. Many other crimes Hillary did, there was no need for intent to be part of it. No need, intent. You know, this guy, young soldier in Marine, in a submarine, took a picture of himself in a submarine, bunk of himself, nothing, just a bunk. He went to jail for over a year for that. He didn't intend to violate any national security secrets. It wasn't just a picture of himself, his bunk. Yet Hillary had top secret national security secrets. So there was no intent necessary, number one. Number two, clearly Hillary had the intent to break the law. She deliberately set up an email server for the emails to come against the law and regulations and protocol to her home instead of the government secured files. The intent was there. But, hey, to former FBI crooked Comey, Attorney General Loretta Lynch and all these other crooks, hey, law doesn't matter. I mean, after all, we are the, you know, we execute the law ourselves. We're the law unto ourselves. And the American people, they don't know. They don't care. They don't understand basics of law. They're too busy making a living to care. So they let her go off the hook of obvious, clear, serious crimes that she had intended to violate and obstructed justice. And yet, on the other hand, they come up with this phony as a $3 bill claim that Trump was conspiracy with Russia to interfere with the election to cheat Hillary Clinton for over 2 years. That hoax was broadcast all over the U.S. media except Fox News. And over and did all kind of investigation with the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, with the special prosecutor Mueller. They all found out there was no evidence of that whatsoever. Of course there wasn't. A bunch of nonsense. A bunch of fraud, lies. They kept that hoax going for 2 years, folks. And guess what? They're attacking candidate Trump and President Trump. President is the most powerful position, single position in the United States government. That's their boss. There would be a new boss, and they got the gall, chutzpah, the confidence to go after candidate President Trump. How did they get such a confidence? That's a pretty risky thing. You have to, your boss, the most powerful person in America, the new boss. Why do that? Because the deep state folks have been around for a lot longer, for many, many decades, and they enslaved you as a slave. Okay? John F. Kennedy was killed. That was an inside-outside job, covered up, right? Lyndon Johnson was a crook, was in on the assassination of his president, you know, Kennedy. 9/11, same thing, inside-outside job. They covered up the whole crime. They got away with it because the media, they own it. Folks, America is no different than a third-world dictatorship. In a third-world dictatorship, a military dictator or a king or some other person is a ruler. They got the money, they own the media, and they own the political system. Political system, media, and money, right? Well, in America, the banks make every dollar in our system. The big banks, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Citicorp, those big five. They own the New York Federal Reserve System, which is the head of the 12-branch New York Federal Reserve System. All the dollar in our system in your pocket, it's money that was borrowed out of thin air, created by the banks and borrowed by we the people, or the companies, or the government from the big banks. Trillions, every dollar in the system is a system borrowed that the banks made out of thin air because they bought off the politicians way back over 100 years ago in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve, privately owned Federal Reserve banking and money system. With that money, they buy the media, they buy the big corporations, they buy the politicians. See? So they are the true kings of America. You walk into Chase Bank? Yes. You walk in His Holiness's ground. Chase is the biggest bank in America. Yes. You didn't realize that, did you? You walked into King's lair. So, and these deep staters been working for these guys. They're just tools of them. To them, money gives them power. To buy politicians, buy government employees who do their dirty deeds. Most government employees, folks, they just try to make a living. They're just decent people. Couldn't get a job in the private sector, start their own business, just got a job, pay the bills, it's a living, just a living. So the way to attack and dismantle deep state is to stop feeding it with your money. And I'll show you how to do it by using a law. Now, as always, do not believe me, but believe the government or anybody else out there on the internet. Nobody. You read the law for yourself, and I will help you. The words of the law as published by the lawmakers, Congress of the United States. And then I'm going to go to my screen, and I'm going to show you why. There is no law requiring you, as the average American wage earner, salaried person, to file income tax. You make $10 an hour, $12 an hour working at Walmart, you shouldn't have to pay the income tax at all. You make $50,000, $100,000 a year job salary, you shouldn't pay any income tax at all. The deep state, the same deep state that let Hillary Clinton go over obvious crimes, and came after Donald Trump with the phony, crooked, baseless Russia-Trump conspiracy nonsense, the hoax. They've been for decades since World War II enslaving you, American citizens. I'm going to show you there's no law that requires your wages or salaries to be taxable. By the way, for our regular viewers, I got a pretty interesting new thing I got to share with you all alike. Hang in there about all this stuff. Okay? So we're going to go live now. So we're going to go to my screen in just a second, and then I'm going to show you the law as published by the United States House of Representatives. Let's go to my screen, James. Okay, we're going to go look up the tax laws, federal tax laws. Now, federal tax law is in – federal laws are in 54 categories. They call them codes. Okay? Do you have my screen on right now, James? Okay. Here we go. Here it is. We're going to go look up 26 U.S.C. Section 63. What is that? Okay, I'm going to look at zoom on this a little bit. You can see better, folks. Okay? Okay, here it is. Even better. There, USC stands for United States Code. That's the federal laws in 54 categories. United States Code, or USC for short. Category 26 is on taxes. So 26 USC. Section 63 is one of those sections within 26 USC, or they call it Title 26, because there's 54 categories or titles, right? So on your search engine, just like me, don't use Google. They spy on you. Go to duckduckgo.com. That's my favorite private search engine. Type in 26 USC, of course, 26 space USC, space 63, space, and then put house.gov. That will get you, if you put house.gov, to the result of from United States House of Representatives. And I did that, and here it comes. See? It comes just like me from the uscode.house.gov website, taxable income defined. Let's right click on it, open a link in a new tab, and have the answer here for you. There it is, 26 USC, okay, section 63, taxable income defined. Okay, here's a text of law in effect July 17, 2019. As of yesterday, folks. And here it is. Let's go down. Taxable income defined. What does it say? A, in general. Okay? Except as provided in subsection B, for the purpose of this subtitle, the term taxable income means gross income minus deductions allowed by this chapter. Okay. So the key thing is gross income. Minus this other stuff, right? So we got to look for gross income to see what's taxable or what's not taxable, right? So let's go back to our search, and we're going to go replace under 26 USC 63, change that to section 61, which defines gross income. 61, there it is. We're going to search for that now. House.gov, it's all there. Here it is, folks, the answer. From the House of Representatives website, gross income defined. Right click on that or open that link in a new tab, and I got the answer for you right here. Gross income defined. And look, except as provided in subtitle, gross income, what does it say? Gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including the following items. Now, the words but not limited to in the parentheses, legally, that has no meaning. Legally means nothing. It could be right, could be wrong. Usually it's correct, the guide, but has no meaning. It includes these things. Look at this thing. There's 14 different paragraphs here, right? What's paragraph 6? Royalties. 7, dividends, right? Was paragraph 4, interest. These very few Americans have dividends, royalties as income, right? Look at this. How about number 14? Income from an interest in an estate or a trust. How many Americans, folks, make anything from an estate or a trust? Only the rich folks. 99% of Americans don't have the pot to pee in. They won't have no shares of part of a trust anyway, right? But Congress thought about it and listed it in there. It's listed. But look at this, folks. Paragraph 1. Compensation for services. including fees, commissions, fringe benefits, and similar items. Look at that. Fringe benefits. How many Americans make a living off a fringe benefit? Fringe benefit is like you work at a restaurant, and while you work, you eat for free. They give you, you know, while you're doing work. Or before or after work, they give it to you half price. That's like a fringe benefit. Okay? You work at a pencil factory. You get a couple bags of pencils for free every year. That's what a fringe benefit is. Minor stuff. They listed there. Look at this on the screen, folks. Fees. How many people make a living off fees? You know, someone does baptism or something, living off fee or no republic? Congress thought about that. And this whole list, look what's missing glaringly. Wages and salaries are nowhere to be found. It's not there. Excuse me. So the reason it's not there because Congress never meant to tax the average American's wages and labor. That's a deep state crooked thievery, enslavement of you, the American people. That's why it's not there. And compensation for services, that's not wages, that's not salaries. It's different. Okay, they list a fringe benefit, which is usually an extra out of the wage earner or salaried person. Congress didn't want to include that. They would have done that. I'm going to show it to you in another way, the proof of what my point is. Because the crooked government lawyers and judges, they say, oh, it's covered by compensation for services. Wages and salaries are taxable income, are gross income. Wrong, crooked Department of Injustice lawyers and judges. And I'll show you, okay, from U.S. Supreme Court and Congress's website. Let's get back to the screen. Let's go to now. We're going to look for the United States Supreme Court case, okay, of Gould versus Gould. Okay, there's a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Just put Gould versus Gould, G-O-U-L-D, V Gould, 1917, and hit search. And it comes up. Here it is. On different companies, Fine Law and Supreme Law, just here, they all comes up. 1917 Supreme Court case, right click on that, open a link in a new tab, and there it is. Gould versus Gould, 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Here's the opinion of the court syllabus, which means a summary of the court case. What's the summary of the court case? By the way, the whole case, you can click on that, see the whole thing. But the summary of it is exactly in the language. You can check it out for yourself, click on the case, and you will read that case in full for yourself. Very short case. Here's what it says. In the interpretation of taxing statutes, which means in understanding of tax laws, that's what interpretation means. Interpretation and understanding of tax laws. It is established rule. It's well known. It's established, right? Not to extend their provisions. Provisions of what? The provisions are parts of the tax laws. That's what it is. The provisions are parts of the tax laws. By implication, by implying. There's no implying in tax law, folks. There is no implying tax law. You cannot imply beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond the clear meaning, understanding of the language used in the law. If it's not there, it's not there. Or to enlarge their operations. Operation of what? Of the tax law. Make it bigger. The tax law. So as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Something is not specifically listed in tax law, subject, object, person, activity, it's not taxed. It's got to be specifically pointed out. There's no tax by implying. If that's not good enough, check out the next. Doubts are resolved against the government. If there's any question, any doubt of any kind, whether, well, maybe it is taxed, maybe it's not, it goes against the government. This is, let me go to the case. This is a unanimous decision of the Supreme Court. Here it is. I'm going to show it to you, okay? Submit it. This is unanimous, folks. 9-0, they decided this case. This is a, you can see the whole thing in there. This is a short case. There's no doubt about it. So let's go back to Section 61. You're thinking, Paymont. Lawyers and judges says compensation for services includes wages and salaries. It doesn't. Because if it was, they listed rents, right? They listed royalties. How many Americans make a royalty from a movie or television series? Or from oil rigs or mining operations? Come on, very few. Congress thought about that. Were the lawyers? Look at me in it, folks. Look at me. I'm going to show you something. In my hand, you see, there's an IRS code. This is a book I got from 1998 version. Okay? Look at this book, the Internal Revenue Code. Look at the tiny font. Make it closer for you. You see that? Tiny font. Okay? Look at this thing. Toilet paper thin. Paper. Okay? All his verbs, words. Congress would write things as detailed as it needs to make it very clear. They don't try to make it short and say, oh, we don't need to mention wages and salaries. Everybody knows it's included. They list it. Over 10,000 sections. Over 100,000 subsections in this book. It's not there. Now, let me look at the screen. I'm going to show you another way to prove it again, that your wages and your salaries are not taxable, my friend. And you are funding the deep state if you allow the money from your paycheck to be stolen by the deep state. Let's go back to my screen. So, now this is Section 61, folks, gross income defined, right? Let's go down, and you see they give you the history of this law, okay? All these hyperlinks you see down below, that's where they are. The first one is August. I put my mouse on there. You see that? August 16th, 1954 was when his code was enacted, okay? That shows that to you, okay? And then below that is the last time this section was modified was December 22, 2017, the underlying part, okay? Let's go to the first one, the 1954. Right-click on that, open that link in the new tab, and you see the law that was passed in 1954, okay? Computation of taxable income, right? Part 1. Definition of gross income, right? Section 61, gross income defined. See that? Here it is, gross income defined. Now, again, same language you see. A, except as otherwise provided in this subtitle, gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including the following items, right? Now, again, you see same language, but check this out, folks. Look at number one. He has compensation for services, including fees, commissions, and similar items. Wait a minute. Fringe benefits was added later on, but not originally. Look at that. Fringe benefits. Well, look back at the law right now, Section 61. Look at this. Right now, the law includes fringe benefits in 2019. But that was not there. Look at that. Same thing. Back in 1954. It's not there. On top of that, okay, look at number 8, paragraph 8. Alimony and separate maintenance payments is listed as gross income. You see that number 8? You see that, James? Right? Alimony. If your husband is paying your wife, for example, you know, the separate or divorce support, that's taxable, right? Congress wanted to tax alimony back then for whoever it applied to. But let's go to 2017 law right here. See, this is the 2000, December 22, 2017, they changed the law. Let's right-click on that, new tab, right? And guess what the law says now? So here it is, public law, 115-97, December 22, 2017. right? But this is all from Congress, the website. I don't make this up. This is their law. For everybody to know and follow. Let's go down. Let's scroll down. Oh, where did I go? Here we go. That's right. Here it is. Section 11501, repeal of deduction for alimony payments. Well, let's go to B1. Not A, but B1A. B1A, okay? Subsection A of Section 61 is amended by striking paragraph 8. That means they aligned to paragraph 8. It doesn't exist anymore. What did it strike or cross in paragraph 8? Let's go back and see. Paragraph 8. Paragraph 8 of the 1954 law. Sorry. Paragraph 8 was alimony and separate maintenance payments. Alimony used to be taxable income. Congress deliberately took it out. Here's proof to you folks that Congress, here it is, you see it all. Where they want to, look at me folks. I just showed it to you. You can rewind this thing all you want. So watch this presentation, this part, again and again, all you want. Fringe benefits wasn't in there. Originally in 1954, it's been added now. Alimony was in there. But they took it out in December 2017. Right? See, they're not stupid. It's just, you know, insulting to say that, oh, Congress, over 500 people, and there are teams of lawyers have in Washington, D.C. to help them write the laws. They forgot, oops, to list your wages and your salaries as gross income from which you get taxable income to tax your money, tax your labor. That's why most of you are on debt to credit cards. Okay, living paycheck to paycheck, paying 20, 30% of your credit cards. Because a part of you might have been stolen from your pay by your employer who's now become a part of the problem. He is taking orders from the deep state. And that's what we're going to stop. You need to stop the stealing from your paycheck that automatically to take place so you don't have to file a 1040 confession form to get some of it back. That's what it gets you in that game. Okay? And that's why I'm here to help you. So I just showed you the proof about this. If your wages, your salaries are deep state crookedness, deception of the American people, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, the IRS lawyers and management, they know this stuff, folks. They understand it. You didn't know how to look up the law until I showed it to you on the internet, on the Congress own website. But now, you know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And let me tell you, if you rely on the law like I showed you, there's nothing they can do to you. They cannot put you in prison, in jail. You're thinking about that? No way, Jose. That's why I get the law to you from the Congress's own website. You see, this is a law created by Congress. Who makes the law? Congress of the United States that represent the American people? Or crooked IRS management lawyers, Department of Injustice lawyers, and double crooked judges? Double crooked judges who knowingly subvert the law, the will of the people through Congress, and enslave the American people. And then they hide behind the skirt of those judges. They say, oh, courts have ruled that wages are income. Wages, salaries are income. Oh, yes, your almighty God, judge. You know, judges are human beings also. You know, in 1800s, the black slave went to North, okay, and he wanted his freedom, and his master went and brought him back to the South. And the U.S. Supreme Court, those holy and holy judges, Supreme Court said that that black man was a chattel, like a sheep, like a cow, piece of property of his own, and had to go back to the South. That's judges for you. And no, these holy pieces of people pretend to be, to act like me. Oh, the courts have said that. But the Supreme Court on this is on our side in this stuff. It's the courts of appeal, and the district court let all the crooks, the same ones that when Donald Trump wanted to stop the foreigners from invading America, they tied President Trump's hands. Oh, you can't do that. These foreigners have, aliens have a right to invade our country. You cannot do that. That's a religious discrimination. Nonsense. Same crooked United States district court judges and court of appeal judges. It took the U.S. Supreme Court to stop that nonsense of these judges. They're still doing it, by the way. Just because they're judges, they've got the holy all of a sudden. That's what they want you to feel. They take a survey of the American people. You know what it shows? And American people trust at the most, well, at the lowest, salesmen and lawyers. And their lowest respect for salesmen and lawyers. At the high end, they trust their doctor, clergy, and above that, judges. But the judges are simply salesmen who are lawyers. From the bottom, they go to the top of the list because they become government judges. Okay? The law is written by Congress. They're all subverting the law. So you need to go to your employer and stop the withholding from your paycheck by following the law. Let's go to my screen. I'm going to show you what we do on this thing. Okay? You got to go to Freedom Law School's website. Okay? Here it is. Let's go together to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. And then go on the Education and Materials tab, okay? And then go down there to how to stop income tax withholding, okay? You click on that. Now, this is another presentation by itself. I've done that on audio. I'm doing them on video also on this page. You check it out, but it's there, folks. Basically, what I do in this page is this. You stop income tax withholding through Congress of the United States, okay? You print out the laws like I show you in this page, like I show you right here. And you write to your senators and your House of Representative member. And tell them basically this stuff I told you and more. Show them the law as published by Congress. And here we go. Here's a sample letter. Send your Congress. Sample letter refuge. Fill in the blank. It's there. Okay? Here it is. Hyperlinked to all the law code sections in blue, as you see. Okay? You can do it home, fill in the blank. Laws are also separately hyperlinked here for you. The Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould is right here. You print it all out. Send to your congressman. Demand that they answer you, show you're wrong, or stop the deep state from imposing withholding on American people, from forcing employers to steal from your paycheck. That's what's going on. They're forcing employers to force employees to fill out a W-4 form. W-4 form is for allowing withholding from your paycheck. But you don't have to allow it. But employers insist to hire you to fill out a W-4 form. Okay? They insist they're doing that. That's the problem. Congress needs to stop. Tell the IRS, I order you. Go stop telling employers to force employees to fill out a W-4 form to allow withholding, stealing of the paycheck to be hired. That needs to stop. And that will stop the more of us write to Congress about it, each of us individually. You do it, every one of you should do your part. Here's a sample letter. You got to make sure you print all the laws, print every single page. It's cheap, okay? So let's go back to the screen, folks. And what you do after that, follow the instruction on this page. On the video on this, I'll give you more instructions, more detail, okay? Then what you do is you go down to the sample area to write your employer. See? Based upon that, you write your employer after 60 days of waiting, okay, for this Congress to respond to you. And I've never seen them be able to respond to you, ever. They either ignore you will give you some off-the-wall left-field answer. Because they can't. You got the law as published by the government, by the Congress. Then you write to Congress and your employer tell them, hey, stop it. Stop stealing from my paycheck. Stop it. You're not a withholding agent by law, which I have all explained here, to withhold my paycheck. Sample it to your employer. Here it is. Fill in the blank for it, folks. Download it. Okay? Fill it in. Put your name. Company information. Okay? There it is. Again, all the laws are there. Attached. Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould. It's all there. And tell them to stop. Okay? And then you got to go. If they ignore you, you're now look at me, folks. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what's going to happen. James, can you put him in the camera, please? So, what's going to happen is that you're probably going to run into some problems with your payroll person saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know, we got to withhold. I don't know what my boss told me this. I've always done it all the time. That's how it is. I don't understand the law. I don't know about this. If you don't, the IRS will come after us. Stop talking to the zombie. Go up the chain to some intelligent life form. From the payroll clerk, maybe the payroll manager, head accountant, head CPA, human resource director, and hopefully get to a lawyer that a tax lawyer too. You have to follow up. Who's your boss? Who's above you? I'm going to go to them. That's what you got to do. Especially if you work for a big corporation. If you work for a mom and pop small business operation, or maybe you got 10 or 50 employees, you can see the owner. Okay? That's not a problem. Have the owner get his lawyer involved or something, or get a lawyer, tax lawyer. Show it to accountants. Read it together with them. Show them this stuff. Show them my presentation if you want to. But you work for a big multinational corporation, guess what? Go up. Keep going up the chain. Don't give up. And that's your part, folks. You know your company structure. Say, who's above you? All that. Who is above you? Give me his name, title, physical address, email, and phone number. That person gives you the same zombie answer. Oh, I don't know. We just got to withhold from your paycheck. If you don't, we'll get trouble with the IRS. Okay, zombie, who's above you? You stopped withholding from your paycheck. You shouldn't have to fill out a W-4 form exempt at all. That means the tax law applies to you, but you're exempting yourself out of the law of pursuit of exceptions. But it doesn't apply to you at all for you to do exempts. Many of you have done exempt on your W-4. But that's not the way you should have to do it. You could put exempt and put under duress and attach your stuff, laws to it. Okay? Like I showed you. These same code sections. Attach it. I'm not covered. Also, I attach IRS code section 7701A16, 26 USC, 7701A16, which refers to, and you got to have the other code section, which go to my screen, I'll show you. It's there. Now, sample there, you have it all here, folks. These code sections are here. Here it is. You're looking at it right now. 7701, 1441, 1442, 4361. These show that only foreigners got all subject to withholding. Foreigners should be having withholding from their paycheck, not Americans. Okay? You go to your employer and go up the chain. And let your law school give you little results. We'll put them up on our website. And tell your friends. Now look at me, folks. Tell your friends, my friends. I was a criminal tax prosecution, and the government lawyer was condemning this person, this patriot, non-filer, that, oh, if he believed this stuff, he'd be talking about this folk to everybody from the rooftops. He would have just kept it to himself. He didn't tell his friends about it. Well, I'm speaking about it from the rooftops. You should do the same for your protection. You believe in this. You know it's the truth, folks. The truth is on your side. Speak truth to power. They get the money, they get the power, we get the truth. Truth has more than power or money. It just needs to be exposed. If truth is hidden, it's weak. Now lies, the people with power and money, they bring out lies. But once the truth rises, it trumps the lies, trumps the power and the money. It's your part, every one of us, to get this information out. Share this video. Share Freedom Lawless's website at livefreenow.org with your friends. Okay? Look at my screen. I'm going to give you two places you can get people started besides this presentation. Is if you go on Freedom Lawless's website at livefreenow.org, here it is, under education materials, the eye-opening education, first half, and the second one, income tax reward. Both of these are great ways to get people started this whole income tax fraud. Educate your friends. Chief Judge of Tax Court filed 1040 income tax. Confession forms went to jail without a fight. How can you file and not go to jail? That's the problem. Not filing is a safe way to go. And here's another one we have on the income tax reward. I've had for over 20 years, folks. Freedom Law School has had this $300,000 income tax reward. Here's a two-minute video about it, and I've offered $100,000 for anybody that could show me what law written by Congress of the United States requires Americans to file income tax, confession form, and pay income tax. IRS knows it. The management knows it. IRS spies knows it. IRS lawyers know it. Folks, I've been around since 1992 doing this stuff. Look at me. I started Freedom Law School back in 1996. Jeez, put me back on, okay? 1996, I've been doing this for 23 years. 10 years ago, IRS at that time, they told me 8,000 pages they spot off upon me. Okay? I got cases fighting them. They're going after me, I go after them. None of the IRS employees who spy on me ever attempt to claim income tax reward or Freedom Law School. Why? Because they know there's no law. They're all just collecting a paycheck. And to all of you government workers, IRS spies, lawyers, folks, don't hurt yourself. Don't stop violating your conscience. Now you know the truth. You need to come open and clean. Stop supporting a deep state. Quit that job with the IRS. But before getting to the Freedom Law School, I'll help you. I'll help you get out of this corrupt situation in decency and honor and integrity with your own conscience. You want to do the right thing. When you pass away, you have a life review. We all go, folks, back to up to heaven. You're going to be seeing how you stood up to hurt American people, enslaving them. And when you found out the truth, you didn't stop. When you found out the truth, you didn't do anything about it. You could have done. Love yourself. Love the world. Be a good person that you want to be, that you believe in. You knew the truth. Join Freedom Law School if you're with the government. Help us get this out. If you're within the government, more is upon you to get this Freedom Law School, get this information out there. And my fellow Americans, don't be afraid. Opposite of love is not anger, it's fear. Absence of love is fear. Let your heart decide. Your love of goodness, of truth, of loving humanity, loving America, let that be your guide, not your fear. Your love will take you straight to freedom. That's what I've done. Why the IRS does not dare to try to take me to court and try to put me in jail for not having to file and pay income tax since 1988 was the last time I filed a regular 10-point income tax confession form, or 89. Yeah, I think 89. 30 years ago. It was the last time I filed a regular 1040 income tax confession form, and not since then. And the IRS doesn't come after you try to put me in prison for not having filed 1040 income tax confession form, because I got the truth on my side. They know it. And I'll present that to the jury of American people. And they don't want that. They don't want me to expose them. And you can be powerful. And they can have, so they cannot attack you like don't dare to attack me. Okay? I've been doing it successfully since 1996, 23 years Freedom Law School was founded. I got a lot of experience, folks. Take advantage of it. It's there for you. The truth is there for you to use. Okay? All right, folks. We're going to go now to the next part of the Freedom Hour, which is to answer your questions. Anybody have any questions about any freedom issues? I'm here to help you answer them about this topic. Or whether any government agent or agencies harassing you from policemen, bureaucrats. Folks, I'm here to help you. So what you can do is you can call the call number on Blog Talk Radio. If you have questions, I'll announce the number for you. Area code 657-383-1755. Any questions about tonight's topic? IRS? Any freedom law issue? I'm here to answer questions. The number to call up with questions is 657-383-1755. Do you have any questions right now, James? If you have no questions, folks, this is the time to end the Freedom Hour, folks. Until the following week, I'll be back with you. Now, there are some questions on YouTube also. People are commenting. So that's fine. I'll answer those questions on YouTube for right now. The question is, how do you rebuff a letter from the IRS if there is no address of where it came from? Well, you don't need to rebuff them at all, is the first thing. You don't have to, you know, the IRS doesn't have to respond to all your letters. You don't have to respond to them either. You have to respond to notice deficiency, to a summons, to a collection due process hearing. There are a few specific letters, like the ones I mentioned, that the IRS must send you if they want to come after you, and you should reply. This patriot nonsense out there, mythology that you have to rebuff and respond to them is nonsense. You don't have to. They don't read your letter, folks. IRS has about 100,000 employees. 75% of them are just merely clerks. Merely clerks. 25% of them have some training. Auditors, collection agents, managers, lawyers. 25,000. This whole continent of 320 million Americans. You don't have to respond to them. Okay? You don't have to respond to a dumb computer-generated letters of the IRS. You waste your time. That was the wrong source they give you. Folks, what you want to do, my friend, is this. Yeah, I'm going to go to my screen and I'll show you what you want to do. Instead of following on the patriot mythology for nothing, go to our website, our Freedom Law School, go under Course Packages. Under double-click on Course Packages, okay, and you go down, you see the different packages of Freedom Law School. The Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package, Quick Start Freedom Package, and then a Practical Road to Freedom Level 1, which is the foundation of all these other course packages. Let's click on Level 1 course, which is consists, this course, of 9 classes. Covers all the stuff you want and need to know. Introduction to law, freedom, and the government. Introduction to types of courts and the income tax. Introduction to the law library and how to use a law library. How about effective responses to harassing government letters like the IRS. And my friend, here I tell you which IRS letters you should respond to and which ones you don't. Critical class, a very important class to cover that in there. You should all have that, okay? Class 6, how to read and write effective court documents, basic trial procedures, mock court, and techniques and strategies for free living. All this stuff, folks, is only $300, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't like it? Send it back. Free rental. Free rental. All you pay is $20 shipping. The freedom also have to pay. Freedom in the handling, right? And return it back in good shape. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not happy with it, and or free rental for 3 months, no problem. 90 days, free rental. Listen to it. I'll extend it if you want. This is what you should have. Now, how can I give it to you for free? Except this way. Okay? So, all right, let's go back to me, James, and the camera. You all got to start someplace, folks. Okay? Get yourself educated. It's there. And by the way, this level one course has been $300 for 20 years at the same price. Oh, if you don't have $300, send $100 to $200. You can make a payment on the rest. No problem. No problem at all. You can make payments on the rest. So I don't want to hear no excuse from any of you. It costs too much. I don't have the money. It's not a priority. You got $100, you can get the level one course. 100 pages of paperwork. Over 100 pages. 20 hours of audio education, 9 minutes of video, all that good, useful stuff you want and need to know. There's stuff in there you know you don't know you need to know, but you do need to know. It's in there. Okay? All right. Let's go to another question. Someone says section 61, number 5. If you rent a house, is it taxable? Let's go to that. Let's go to my screen and go over that. Let me tell you something about all this, folks. Is this gross income defined? I've covered another call, the other freedom hours. This stuff applies to those who are in Washington, D.C. or foreigners, not to Americans. Even this stuff, yes, doesn't apply. I guess I'll go show you one quick thing about that. You're just going to find amazing, folks, but I'll show you. 26 USC 7701, right? Definitions on house.gov. Okay, we're going to look for the law on House of Representatives website. There it is. The answer came up. Right click on that. Open that link in a new tab, and there it is. Definitions. Right? Here it is. They define things like person. Really? You need to define person. Yes, you do, I guess. According to Congress, you do. How about the word domestic? Yep, define it. Foreign, define it. Everything got to be defined, okay? Look at some of the stuff they define. Look at this. 19, domestic building and loan association. How long is the definition of that? Look at all that. Paragraphs long. Okay, let's go back up. Definition of the United States. Oh, it's defined. The term United States when used in a geographical sense. But what other sense is there besides geographical sense? That's all there is that matters. It includes only the states and the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. So you say, oh, but it says it includes the states, right? Include the states also. Well, but look at the definition of state. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provision of this title. Well, of course, it's necessary. It's necessary to know that what a state, because it just was referred to above. Right? It makes so it's all Washington, D.C. So all that stuff you see, listen in there, folks. It all applies to Washington, D.C. anyhow. So look at me on screen, folks. I've taken, by the way, I've taken this issue and another presentation of Freedom Hour. Since February 2019, I've done these videos. Go check them out. Since February 19, videos of Freedom Hour. I've covered this topic. Does it apply to D.C. only? Much the income tax code, the income tax. It does. I've covered it. I show the history of that. how Alaska and Hawaii were included, but when they became state, they took them out of this definition of United States and state. You'll see it for yourself. It'll blow you away. So the answers are there for you. So hope that helps you, my friend. Don't worry about what you got, anything in Section 61. It doesn't apply to Americans anyhow in the 50 states. And by the way, I get other IRS code sections I show that Congress uses the term 50 states in the IRS code in some of the contexts. Yes. When Congress wants a tax and they can't tax something in 50 states, they use the word 50 states, 50 space states. Like oil drilling, oil rigs. But not here. Okay, the income tax doesn't apply. Okay. Let's go from some questions we have now on Blog Talk Radio. We have a call from area code 301 has a question. I guess the second question, what was the first question, James? Area 301 call he had. But there you are, my friend. What's your first name? They call from area code 301. What's your first name, my friend?
Debo.
Could you spell that, please?
D-E-B-O.
Oh, Devo. Very good, my friend, Devo. And by the way, everyone of you should request it on the front page of Freedom Lawson's website, our free Freedom Education Package. It's free. $5 that costs Freedom Law School to make it and mail it to you. It's yours free. You got to have it. Sign up for it, and every week you're going to get an email, education, okay, that you don't get any places on the internet. Understand, my friends? So
yes.
Go
I got
up.
All that.
Good.
I got that. I've been studying the material, but part two was a broken link. I wonder if I could get part two. Do somebody resend it?
Part two of what?
Part two of the free lessons. It was a broken link. Only got 9 out of 10 lessons.
Okay. Do me a favor. Would you call for your law school tomorrow morning? And
okay.
I'd like to get you with my technical guy, what's going on to fix this problem. Or if it's okay, we can call you. James, write down his number. Can we call you tomorrow morning and ask you about this?
Okay, yeah, I'll call and talk to the guy tomorrow. But I do have two questions I want to talk to you about.
Yes, sir.
My first question, you already answered with basically Section 61. It was a question about itemized deductions. And through my studying, I found Section 183, and it really verifies my education accounting. Section 183 states activities not engaged for profit. You know, I read the statutes and the regulations, but I don't see where you could apply this to itemized deductions. Is there anywhere, is it really applicable?
Hold on, listen. I'm not even going to go there. Why bother?
Right, yeah.
Why bother?
Like I
Look,
said, you
I
already
just
answered.
Showed you, I just showed you, my friend. See, you going in the jungle, and I'm showing you, you don't even belong in the jungle at all. You are playing the jungle,
right.
Section 183.
Right.
I'm saying you don't even belong there, my friend. Okay? I just proved it to you with the website of the Congress, the laws that's published by government, so we can all follow it correctly, right?
Because it's based off the income, right. So it don't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
The income tax law, as it's written, is written from Washington, D.C. I just showed you. Okay. And another presentation, I'm going to tell in a whole more detail. I showed you. I mean, the whole thing is a scam. In so many ways, you can prove. I just give you, I'm going to do it all in one presentation. Each of these subjects I just showed you, I've done more detailed presentation. You got to check out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, on our YouTube, so you can do that. Yes, sir. What else?
And my other question relates to the frivolous penalty. If you respond to the IRS in compliance and replace your 1040, does that authorize them to examine or order you without proper notice?
Examine what?
Your return.
If you submit a confession form of any kind, of course they can audit it. So don't submit one.
Okay.
Did you submit one? Whose method did you use?
I submit one, then they said I was frivolous, and I replied again, and then I haven't heard from them in almost a year now.
Oh, lucky for you, because they could have fined you another $5,000, calling your second letter frivolous, too. They could do that arbitrarily, unfortunately. They could do that. They do that.
Right. Right.
So the thing is, stop filing. Stop paying. Stop filing. The IRS is collapsing like a Soviet Union. I'm witnessing. IRS is not coming after people like they used to because of the internal inertia of all the dead wood they got that just cut the paycheck. That's another topic. I'll cover that another time. You gotta check
it out. You already covered the paycheck. I'm trying to fight that now with the so-called employer, but, you know, don't nobody want to read or follow the law.
Well, right now, if the economy is good, is the time to confront your employer about leaving them. Because right now, good people are hard to find. Economy's full. It's not like 2009 or 10, Great Depression, if people are unemployed, desperate for work. Right now, employers are looking for good people. Okay, tables are turned. So you should, you know.
I'm going to work for myself.
So I'm going to leave another company, but the new employer, okay? New company if you have. Yes. Okay?
Okay. All right. Any thanks, Grandma.
You know?
Appreciate you.
You're welcome, my friend.
That
my pleasure.
That was it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your question, Devo. I appreciate that. Let's go to a call from America 310 from fourth question from West Los Angeles in the Los Angeles area. What's your first name, my friend? Call up America 310. You're live on the Freedom Hour of Freedom Law School. What's your first name?
Can you hear me, Payman?
Yes. What's your first name?
Oh, it's Thomas. I said Thomas, but I guess you could not hear me.
Thomas. Okay, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, my friend.
What?
Okay, I got a question about a W-9, and I got some correspondence with a text. And I asked my client, I said to him, he said that the W-9 is not a contract because I said I don't want to sign any contract. So he said, and then I said to him, he said, this is only for my business. And then so he said, it's only for my business. And I said, well, do you promise them to keep this between me and you and not send it? It won't be shared with anyone else. And he said, absolutely. He said this in a text to me. So my question to you is, if I do sign a W-9, is that going to bite me in the future in any type of way? And he says he's not going to share that with the IRS. And I find that hard to believe, but that's what he wrote. And he says,
no.
Absolutely not.
He told you the W-9 is not a contract.
Yeah.
Well, I never claimed it was a contract. So
right,
I say, I promise you, Tom, the W-9 is not a dog. Oh,
right.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good. W-9
right.
is not a tomato plant. Well, I never claimed it was
right.
a tomato plant or dog or a contract. What's that got to do
yeah.
with the price of rice?
I claimed
okay?
that. I said that.
So that's the one.
Yeah.
Number two, look,
yep.
he wants to send a 1099 against you to the IRS so as a tax deduction and put your Satan's surveillance number on that. That's what he wants. Yes, of course the W-9. He never sent W-9 to the IRS. Nobody does.
Right.
So I'm telling you,
I won't
send that to the IRS is irrelevant. He wants that number verified from you, okay? So
right.
just go give him that. Look, give him, you know, just say, look, if you don't give me this, I'm going to have to go to small claims court. It's that simple. Okay?
Yeah.
Just pay you. You waste
well,
too much time.
I think he'll pay me, but the question is whether he'll keep me on his payroll in the future, you know what I'm saying? Because I just maintain his garden once a week. So he could easily say...
You're not on his payroll. You're not on his payroll at all. You're not on his part of his payroll.
Yeah.
He has an employee. You're an independent guy does this thing. Now, if you want, you can share some of the stuff with him, by the way, you know, but if you want. If you have law school's income tax reward shared. By the way, you seem like a smart guy. Can you have your accountant who's smart show me the law that requires the average American to file income tax?
Yeah.
I'm trying to I need to become rich like you, and I'm on business. You know, it's $300,000 here involved here. I could really use the money. Would you have your lawyer help me do that, the tax lawyer?
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you think that
–
basically that if I do sign that, that ties me in somehow to the IRS. And that means
no,
they're looking at me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go there. Okay. Don't go from black to white. It doesn't go from hell, heaven to hell or opposite. It doesn't work like that. IRS just has another piece of information that potentially they could come after you. That's all it is. It's not
and,
a big deal anyhow.
What's the name of that other form that you mentioned that you know that we can fill out instead of the W-9? I remember in one of the calls you mentioned a form. It's on you can look it up on the internet.
Nothing. No, you just don't give nothing.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend.
Great. Hey,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go. We got a call from area code 910 next, and then by call from area code 626 will be after that. So call from area code 910. What is your first name, my friend?
Gloria.
Gloria?
Yes.
Okay, Gloria. Very well. Hi, how may I assist you, Gloria?
I sent you a copy of the letter that I got from Tom Tillis, U.S. Senator, on the 8th.
Okay, yes.
Did you get it?
Yes. From North Carolina. What state are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. All right. I don't have it right now to put it on the screen. Thank you. Yes, I did see the letter. And this was response to what letter you sent to your to them about the what letter you sent to them about the withholding from your paycheck.
Yes, I sent it to the two senators in the House of Representatives.
Very good.
The three letters.
Could you have the person in your background step away? We can hear that person in your house. Could you ask him to walk away? Otherwise, I have to mute you. I don't want to mute you or end of the phone. So,
okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Now, okay.
All right. So basically what happened with Gloria, folks, she wrote to the congressman and they didn't answer her question. They wrote some off-the-wall answer. You know, oh, nice to hear from you, my constituents. I'll keep your views in mind. That's the closest thing that the senator mentioned in the letter to you was, I keep your views in mind. You know, what the heck is that? They don't even read your letter. Just give you a canned letter. Pre-formed by that canned letter, just get out of here. See, that's why I say we don't have an America, we don't have government of the people anymore, by the people anymore, or for the people. They don't work for us anymore. They work with the big Mexican corporation and pay them the advertising campaign to get elected. So, but it doesn't matter. The point is that, and my point is that none of your congressmen or senators have shown you that you're wrong. That's what matters. You've given them a chance to correct you, which, of course, you could not be corrected, but you want to be sure. You want to be extra cautious. So you did that. Now go to your company you work for, employer, and go up the chain with them, tell them to stop stealing your money for the IRS, for the deep state. Okay?
Now, this letter is saying that the 16th Amendment passed both houses of Congress on July the 12th, 1909. And it was ratified.
The Sixth Amendment is not relevant. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Let's suppose the Sixth Amendment was ratified. Okay, so what? Even if it was, which it wasn't, even if get Congress new powers, which it didn't, the law as written right now does not impose withholding on your paycheck, and your employer is not a withholding agent. That's what the point is. You ask them about, oh, I'm talking about this dog, and they say, oh, look at that parakeet over there. They change the subject from this IRS code station you're talking about to 16th Amendment. I'm talking about the specific IRS code sections in this book. Okay? I found the exact thing in the book, right? And they go out in the left field. So it doesn't matter. Okay, Gloria?
Okay, so this letter is, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it means that they cannot refute you. It means that you're right.
Then.
It means you were right. If they cannot correct you, you must be right. That's what you wrote to them, right? If I'm wrong,
right,
let me know. Well, you didn't tell me I'm wrong, then I must be right then. I mean, after all, I got the law from the Congress's website and the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Isn't that the highest sources for me? I got the laws published by Congress and tax laws as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. So you're on track, go to your employer now to stop the thievery, stealing of your paycheck.
Okay.
Okay?
We're straight then. All right, then. Thank you.
Yep. Remember, go up the chain. Go up the chain. Who's your supervisor? Who's your manager? Who's above you? Go all the way up as you get to a tax lawyer. Not even a lawyer. A tax lawyer they got. A law firm, okay? Mm-hmm. Every level. Get the person's name, title, physical address, email, hopefully phone number also. You know, as much as you can. Let's go to another caller from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, area code 626. Hello, caller from area code 626. What is your first name? In
Max.
LA area. Max. Okay, Max. Do you have Freedom Law School's Freedom Education Package that we mail out for free?
I do.
Great.
I did get that.
Great. And how may I assist you, Max?
I recently was laid off because I wouldn't sign a W-4. A W-9. And the company ended up sending me a 1099 at the end of the year.
Okay.
And I tried to get them to retract it from the IRS, and they wouldn't. And after going back and forth, quoting them the law, the HR director and their attorney, they never once addressed any of the facts in law, just asserted that what they were doing was correct and they were following the law. And I want to know what I need to do to protect myself from that 1099. And keep in mind that there is no signed W-9.
How much was this for, the 1099 dollar amounts?
For about a month's worth of work.
About how much? $1,000? $10,000? How much?
$3,000.
It's too small. IRS will not bother you. Go get a job.
Okay.
Make some money. Save some money. Do it in good economic times before the Great Depression hits, another 6 to 8 years from now. Okay? Educate yourself about all this stuff. Don't worry about that. That's no big deal. It's too small. I mean, according to the IRS, the law, even their own interpretation of law, the first $20,000 that you make is exempt from personal income tax. So that's,
okay.
You made $3,000, it's way below that. It doesn't matter. They're not going to bother you for that $3,000. Okay? Focus the energy
what
you can.
In the future?
You should get Freedom with Freedom Law School. Start with get a Royal Freedom Package. Start with level one course, whatever you can.
Okay.
That's what I recommend you do. Start your own business if you can. If not, get in a job. Show the process. I should just stop, IRS stealing from your paycheck.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, Jason. I think we're done with questions down there, right? Okay. But folks, I'm going to announce one more time. Anybody has any last questions, folks? You can live ask questions of me free. Area code 657 is the call number. 383-1755. 657-383-1755. If anybody has any questions you want to get answered, that's the call number. So since there's no more questions, folks, I want to invite you to go to our YouTube channel and watch Freedom Hour episodes from February of 2019 forward. There's a lot of good topics there on video. Before that, there are audios, but a video I'm doing the same topics on audio. I'm doing them more better, new ones. Okay, so take advantage of that, folks. Take advantage of education there and do your part, my friend. Get this good news. Get the truth out there. Put it on your Facebook page. Okay, email it to your friends. Print out this stuff. Give it to your friend, neighbor, coworker. Okay, ask your friend to refute the stuff. The income tax reward. Claim it. Okay, have fun. Okay, I do. Freedom should be fun, should be loving, should be great time. Don't hide it. You know, we got the truth on our side. You do your part, I do my part. Let's have you be free and prosperous so you can have a life you want, have America become free, prosperous, have a life we all want in freedom and peace and love together. Thank you for being with me. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another episode of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night.